Hallelujah. Thank the Lord Jesus. It's good to be in His house. It's good to believe that all things are possible.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm glad a long time ago I just kind of gave up on trying to do it myself. It just doesn't work. You might as well just give on that whole idea up and say, Lord, You made me this way. You made me dependent on You, and I don't need to be ashamed about it.
Amen.
He wants us to be that way.
Right.
He's our Father. He's our provider. And God has broke the seals, and He showed us He's our husband.
Amen.
Man. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let me read the scriptures, and we'll just see where the Holy Spirit takes us tonight. Just Acts 1, and let's just go to verse 4. Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. We can stop there. Just to preach for a thought tonight, it's time to testify. That simple. Time to testify. Let's bow our heads together. Let's take our minds, our thoughts, our motives. Let's just think of that glorious one that we love. As the Bible said, I believe it's 1 Peter, him not having not seen you love, and you have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. As we bow our heads down and deep in your heart, do you have something to say, Lord, you know what that is, but I'm raising it to you. The word is what provides my needs, Lord, and I'm anticipating your answer. God bless each one, hands all over. Let's pray. Pray your own way. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you tonight, Lord, when I see a world that's grossed in darkness and sin and shame, and people are looking for an outlet somewhere of some sort of joy or some sort of love or peace, and they can't find it anywhere. But Lord, we were in the same condition, and then one day you came to us, Lord. You showed us that you were the source of all these things, and the world's wandering to and fro, and Lord, you brought the word right to us that they were looking for, and we're ever grateful for that, Lord. We're thankful that you brought us the truth and that you showed us who we are and who you are and this great romance that you've had with us since the foundation of We're so happy to be Christians tonight. We have such a joy in our hearts knowing that soon and very soon we're going to see the King. He's going to come, not to us to come, but He's coming to find us, Lord, and take us with Him. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for this great hope. Thank you for this great blessing that you've given to us. But Lord, while we've got time to work, help us to work till Jesus come. Lord, we've got a service tonight. We pray the Holy Spirit would come here to speak through my lips. But God, let us hear through our hearts, Lord, and receive the word no matter how it might come. May it just make us the Christians we ought to be. Bless those that are here. Bless those that couldn't be here and wanted to. Lord, help those that need to be here. Lord, just pave a way and may they walk by faith right towards you, Father. Help us tonight, Lord. Just take the and feed the sheep of God. You know what's on their heart, Lord. You know what they have need of. And I'm just a man. I can't do anything. But I know, Lord, that you're more than able. And you're more than willing to fulfill every desire in our heart. You're such a good God, Lord. I thank you for being so wonderful. Have your way tonight, Lord. For we ask all these things. And that name that will fail. The name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. It's a time to testify. I have a buddy of mine. He had us. I didn't know if he was going to show up tonight or not, because right now he's back in Defiance again for at least a little while here. And went to high school together. We both started at least trying to serve the Lord at the same time. Have a lot of experiences with this. I say young man, but he's only a few months older or younger than I am. He had us watch his daughter here the last few days, and to hear his testimony of. At least, you know, you can't hardly find people that are even moved by God anymore, that even have a sense that something might be wrong in their life. And I think that's a wonderful thing for somebody that's in the world and knows that they're, at least they have a revelation that they are wrong. Because without having that, you'll never get right. If I just whitewash it and say, well, you're a pretty good guy, you're a pretty good fellow, that's just the same as going to the doctor and saying, well, you just got a headache, and not tell you that's a tumor in your head. You know, if I take some ibuprofen, yeah, I might not feel it for a day or two, but the thing's going to kill me. God help us in that, to be honest, to be pure, to be clean. We need to be sold out that this is the Word, brother, sister. And I'm not just talking, I am talking the Bible, don't get me wrong now, but God has revealed this Word. He said how He would do it too, and we can't tell Him a different way. He said the seventh angel would bring it to us. He said that Malachi 4 would restore the faith of the fathers back to the children. And we aren't here to change that. We are here to accept that. That God, that's the way You say You do it, and we accept that. I don't care if it's a Kentucky prophet that ain't got no education, doesn't know his haints from his knots. I don't care, Lord. That's what it is. And I thank You for that. I pray You came the same way tonight. Say, Brother Andrew, you know, you ain't even been, you're just a little puppy dog. I've been serving the Lord since before you were born. And so that's fine. Amen. But that's not why you came tonight to hear from Brother Andrew. You come to hear from a gift of God. Amen. That's right. And it's God expresses Himself through His gifts. And I hope I can make that a little bit more plain tonight in just not the ministry back here, but in the bride of Christ. Amen. Amen. But this man, he's got a little daughter now and things. His wife was a Jehovah's Witness. So he's had problems. He don't believe in that by no means. He believes that Jesus Christ is God, but you can't have the real revelation until you'll come to this Word. Isn't that right? You can have so much and you can glean a little bit here, a little bit there, but you've got to come to the pure revelation. But God freely gave it, and the world didn't want it. The world had it figured out. We don't got time for this. But God opened the seals. He showed us Himself, and there ain't one jot or tittle wrong with this Bible from Genesis to Revelation to what the prophet of God gave us. Amen. And that's what bothers me so much, so many times, because I know this. This young man knows that I believe the message of William Branham, all right? He knows that, and he's got just some stigma about it, and I can't figure out why. He's never been able to prove me wrong by the Scriptures. He's never been able to show where Brother Branham was wrong. I handed him a church-age book and said, you bring it back to me when you find out what's wrong. Never heard from him since, but yet he'll go to these other churches and show that there's no life out there. They sing all these songs that don't have any meanings, and I wish we could go back to the hymns. And it's like, well, you come to my church. I wish we could have somebody preach right out of the Word. I said, well, you need to come to my church. And you say, I told him, I'm not into proselyting. I don't believe in that. But I've already said this before. I believe in proselyting from death to life.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't proselyting from church to church. You know, as long as there's life there, go there. Amen. You go where God calls you. But if it's death, get out.
That's right.
I don't care if it says Message Church on the title. If it's death, get out. That's right, brother, sister. We got no time to fooling around with that. It's a time to testify. Amen. Now, before I get going too much here, that the young man, he said, I love it. At least he has a revelation that he needs the Holy Ghost. He knows that. He says, I read in the book of Acts, they've got a dynamic power. They've got a spirit about them that I don't have. And I say, God, what else can I do for this guy? He already has the revelation, but he doesn't want to accept it. God help us, brother, sister. Too many times we get so spiritual that we bypass our answer that's right in front of our face. Amen. What? How about we get to church, you know, like the prophet of God told us to? How about we do what the Bible said? You know, we want to testify to the world, and we think, well, what do you want them to do? Well, I want them to come to church. Well, why don't you come to church to show them how to get here? Are you going to testify and file? And the one time they show up, you ain't going to be here. Well, I had this going on. You know what? You hear that from them, and you say, oh, God help them, devil got them. But for some reason, when you do it, it's okay. You know, it was the Lord led me. Oh, no. You done lost me a long time ago, brother, sister. I believe the Lord can lead you, but I believe that the Lord will lead you according to His Word. Amen. Too many people got off on tangents doing those kind of, well, the Lord led, or the Lord's leading me. Well, that sounds awful good, and you paint a pretty good picture, but the Word of God said this.
Amen.
A lot of people do that. You know, we might not take it as far as most of the world and say, well, you know, I felt led to give my hair to Locks of Love, and that's why I chopped it all off, you know. And people will say things like that. You won't go off and do something like that, but we do know that the devil's always trying to talk you out of coming to church.
Yeah.
And it ain't just church. He'll talk you out of reading the Bible. Sure will. He'll talk you out of just prayer in general. And then he'll definitely talk you out of praying at all times. That's right. You're on the job, but you ain't got time to pray. You're too busy. You need to focus. Yeah, that's how I do focus, because the Bible said don't take no thought what I should do. He even says don't. You know, I just read it somewhere. I wish I remember where that was at. I just put it, but he says don't even try to, don't think it up. You know what I mean? Don't take time. Don't even meditate on it. Just yield to the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what I want to first say is before you try to testify of anything, you got to have something to testify about. You got to have the testifier. That's right. Or you're going to make a mockery of things. The disciples were sent out before they had the Holy Ghost. And Jesus gave them power to cast out devils and everything else. But what happened? They tainted their own testimony. They were supposed to have power over devils. And here was a young man, epileptic boy, and they had no power over this devil. What did they do? They tainted their own testimony from their own lack of faith. But we know why. They didn't have the Holy Ghost. So when God came to really commission his church, remember, he'd already said, you shall receive the Holy Ghost. But here he's saying, you got to wait until it happens. I don't even want you to leave this upper room. I don't want you to get out of your prayer closet. I don't want you to fake it till you make it. Get the Holy Ghost. That's right. Because he said, after that the Holy Ghost has come, you'll receive power. After that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. That's not a maybe, brother, sister. Right. Too many people got the Holy Ghost, never utter a word to anybody about Jesus. Never got time for to testify. In those. We got a lot of cop-outs for that, don't we? Well, I just testify with my life. Well, it ought to come out of your mouth once in a while then. I think we need to do that in church sometimes, you know. Well, that was good. Just can't seem to frame the word amen or thank you, Jesus, or hallelujah. Come on now. When John saw the revelation, he had a few things to say about it, and he wasn't hiding in a corner. He had something to testify about. Blessing and honor and glory and power to him that sits on the throne. Glory to God. When in Acts chapter 19, if you want to turn to that, that's fine. I'm going to turn to Acts 19 here tonight. Paul meets up with some Ephesian believers. And he gets right to the point. And some people think you're a broken record, but I'm here to tell you tonight, if you've never had a real born-again experience, you have nothing else to worry about. You need to get that. Amen. That's right. Don't worry about your call to preach. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about you got a gift of tongues. Doesn't matter. Or gift of prophecy. Doesn't matter. Or you're going to go, you know, give to your orphans, neighbors, and things like that. None of that matters because Paul already said, if I don't have charity, if I don't have the Holy Ghost in my life, all these things don't profit me anything. That's right. It's a waste of time. And it sounds terrible. That's the truth. It's either eternal or it's not. Amen. It's either God's will or it's not. And God help us to quit making up excuses. There's no time for excuses. That's why the message came. God knew there had to be a bride without spot or wrinkle, and he knew what it would take to do that, and it was the Word. So instead of leaving us out here in dark denominationalism, he brought the Word clean and plain. He broke the seals, and we can see it right there what the bride is. Amen. That's right. God, he already outlined it right there in the statue of a perfect man, but it took the seals to show you how to do it. Amen. He already made you that. Right. See, before we were trying to build that up. I bet you've been there. I have. Oh, I got to get patience. I got to do this, that, and the other thing. And the harder you try to get patience, the less you got. Why? Because you left the foundation of faith. That's right. That God made me a part of him. Before anything, I was in him. That is such a revelation that you have to have. Not because we have to figure things out, but how in the world are you going to have faith to just walk into a new body one day, forget this old world, and get out of here? If you've got to do something about it.
That's right.
If you got to figure it out and you got to no, it's I need a revelation of who I am. And God has given that to us. Paul came to some believers here in Acts 19. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and find certain disciples. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And we know it's even in Ephesians, it says, after that you believed, you received the seal, the Holy Ghost of promise. It's not just mental conception. That's why I'm talking about even my friend here, that he's got a mental conception that God's right. He's got a mental conception that Jesus Christ is Lord of glory. Amen. But it takes a sealing power before any of that will come to life. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. And God had met these, Paul came and he met these Ephesian believers, but he could tell they don't have a certain dynamic they're supposed to have.
Exactly. Amen.
They still got that old bloom of the world still on them somewhere. Said, wait a minute, you told me you believe the word of the hour and you're acting like that? I wonder what Brother Brandon would say to most of our churches if he came back. I'm going to have to preach this way tonight because I can't hardly look at nobody. But it's the truth. We've made a mockery of these saints because we got some fancy preacher get up there, ain't born again in the Spirit, say some fancy words and talk you out of every blessing that the message came to bring back.
Amen.
That's right. It was after the seals. I got it posted. Brother Brandon said, if that first vine ever puts forth another branch, it'll be another book of Acts.
Amen.
That's it. That's right, brother, sister. And I'm not here to just say that and say, well, it'll happen in Africa. Oh, it'll happen over in maybe India somewhere, and I'm part of that just because I say so. No, it'll happen in every born-again believer. Amen. These signs follow them that believe. Amen. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. The disciples of John, don't tell me this ain't repeating in this age. The disciples of Elijah of the hour had never heard about a real Holy Ghost. They had never heard a man. All they had was, well, John said this. And John said this, and he said that. And man, Brother Branham said this, and Brother Branham said that. And you say, well, where's all that in your life?
Right.
We ain't got enough unction to even be sanctified hardly anymore. TV's coming right on back. Oh, yes, sir. Before y'all got in the message, you heard the truth, you kicked the thing out the door, but give it 5 or 10 years, here it comes right back. You got some reason why it's okay to do this and okay to do that, and God help us. It's one thing to have something to watch a sermon on. I understand that, but too often that ain't the way it stays. That's right. And don't get me on the internet. We all know it's just as bad as anything else. And we have to, it's the tree of good and evil. I understand that. I ain't a legalist, but I am, I hate sin. If you don't hate sin, you're not born again. That's for sure. You still got an old nature that needs to die, and you need to kick the thing out. That's right, brother, sister. He came unto them and said, what were you baptized then? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that should believe on him, which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. Now watch Paul's life. He's a Holy Ghost-filled believer. So what does he do? He went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But I've already explained, when Paul says preaching, it ain't what we say. He didn't just get up there and talk all the time. His preaching, he said, my preaching was not with fancy words of men's wisdom, but it was in power and demonstration.
Right.
That's right. When they brought people that were sick, something happened.
Uh-huh.
I believe that, brother, sister. I don't think it's time when people get sick, we just say, well, they're going to die and forget it. There should be something different about you and die, brother, sister. I thank God that he's helped us to, you know, some of us to live healthier and things like that. And you hear about these oils and things, and I praise God for what he can do through that. But he gave us a real oil. He gave us the one and all, the cure all, the one that'll take care of everything. That's the Holy Ghost, brother, sister. And if we'll just get some faith and apply that, it'll take care of all this other nonsense. Amen. So Paul, he's got the Holy Ghost. He went and testified because he's got it. He didn't just say there and say, well, I did my part. I converted 12 men. I'm done. See you later. No, he got done there and says, we need to move on. That's right. And he went somewhere and he was there for 3 months. Paul was a man that was led by the Spirit of God. He didn't move too fast. He moved exactly with God. Let me keep reading now. But when divers were hardened to believe not, they speak evil of the way, the multitude departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one, Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. We'll testify to somebody if they're nice or they're respectful. And you know what? That might be somebody that's a twofold child of hell more than anyone else. The sinner's got a better chance than a religious spirit. I'm sorry, I've dealt with enough demons at this point. The worst is a religious spirit. Can't stand it. You can't do nothing about it. We've had people even come in here, bring that nice thing you sitting here tonight. I'm just saying that demon, wicked, oh, I hate that spirit. God does too. It's Nicotolanian. Yes, it is, brother, sister, and it's religious. What is it? Oh, I do this, I do that, I do this, I don't do this, I do this. That's why I'm saved, and since none of you do what I do, you're all lost. And if God knew what he was doing, he would have made me the pastor. You might not say that, but that's what you believe. I'll tell you what, there's a job everybody's trying to sign up for. It's assistant pastor, isn't it? I don't want to take any responsibility because, you know, I don't want nobody to yell at me when things go wrong, but I'll be on the side telling you, barking you all the orders. And then when I mess up, it was a pastor. Some people just sit out there and be assistant pastors. You know this. This is the truth, brother. That ain't testifying. Hallelujah. God help us. And it's hard sometimes. I understand. I've been at churches where I was ashamed to bring someone. I'm just being honest. I didn't know where else to go. I just went to this church because I felt I got to go somewhere. Some people ain't got that revelation, but I'm not going to sit at home and look at my TV because I don't have one, but I'm not going to do that anyways, just waste time. I'm going to church somewhere.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And I would bring people and try to witness to them. I believe in testifying. I believe we keep doing it until Jesus comes. You'd be led by the Holy Ghost, but there's many times I just have to shake my head and say, what are we doing? What are we doing? Are we just here to be a denomination with better doctrine? Come on now. I hope you don't still have to do that. I mean, I am the pastor now, so I understand, brother, sister. I'm just trying to follow the leading of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. And they continued for 2 hours. And he heard both Jews and Greeks. And Paul testified to anyone that would listen. He said the word to even those that hate him. You just read that right before there. He had some resistance. And so many times we take resistance as we're not supposed to go that way. Come on now. Many men have been afraid of jobs because the boss is hard on them. What are you talking about? How are you ever going to convert him? Who else is going to? The Bible says that they're running to and fro looking for the word of God. Brother, sister, they're supposed to be trying to find you. Why? Because you're packing the word they're looking for. Hallelujah. But if we don't believe that, if we don't have the faith we're supposed to, how in the world are you going to give it to somebody else? Hallelujah. But we don't have to live like that. I know I've got the Holy Ghost. I trust you know you've got it. So it's time to quit making excuses. When you're on the job, brother, sister, testify. What's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to turn you down. They already turned Jesus down. So what's the difference? You just get a personal attachment. You need to go ahead and push that off and say, it's not me on the line. It's the word on the line.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People think pastors and preachers and things never have any mind battles when we pray for somebody. Oh, yeah, they're going to just get, well, I just got super faith, Sister Carolyn. You don't understand this. I never have a doubt, ever. And too many preachers preach that. And they get this false hope in somebody that's, you know, a new convert or somebody that's trying to have faith in things. And then when they get doubt, they said, oh, I must have missed it. I must not have had faith. No, faith is the doubt. That's right. Count like Abraham, he had doubts. But what did he say? He didn't give him any time. He said against hope, he believed in hope.
Amen.
That means those thoughts would come and say, there ain't no way you have a son. He dismissed it and said, but God said, I would have one. And we do the same thing. He said, I can't be the bride. I made too many mistakes. I do this, that, or wrong. But I can't settle down here for some reason. Why? The life of the Holy Ghost keeps pulsing me. And it's time to say, there's a reason that's happening. It's because I'm the bride. So if I'm the bride, I need to be busy about my Father's business. Amen. And put him first in all things. He went there and he testified for 2 years, Jews and Greeks. This is why I believe that Paul was made the apostle to the age, because Peter wasn't cut out to do the job. Come on. Now, he was still saved, still Holy Ghost filled. Amen. There's many other men in our day. You know, F.F. Bosworth, the great men of God. But it took somebody built a certain way for God to use in this age. And he found William Branham. That's right. And that time he found Paul, a man who wasn't afraid to go to the Gentiles. Peter always had a hard time doing that. I believe he eventually did. Praise the Lord. It took Paul to rebuke him. Praise the Lord. Oh, what are you talking about? This new convert guy, this guy off the street, this guy that's, you know, not had, I've got, I walked with Jesus. I was with the prophet. Come on now. And that's why I can live in sin. No. No, you can't. It's wrong. And this young prophet, Paul, came up and said, no, it's wrong. He said, we stood him to the face. Why? He respecter of persons, and neither is God.
Amen.
The bride will be the bride that believes the word. That's it, brother, sister. And verse 11, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Why is that a spiritual miracle? Because there's not a necessary promise of that. But God so honored this man because he wasn't afraid to testify everywhere he went, that he allowed anything that people would put faith in to work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's been, you see, watching the Bible, people just have faith for something and it works. Why? God honors only faith.
Amen.
Amen. But, brother, sister, if you're trying to do things without the Holy Ghost, stop. Don't even try. If you're trying to do something with your flesh, stop. You won't do it right. That's right. Brother Branham was very plain. He said, get in the Spirit first and then go through the action. Well, how are you going to get in the Spirit? You don't even show up in time to get in the Spirit before we even start service.
Right. Amen.
Well, I'll just sing in the Spirit. Well, get in the Spirit, and then when you sing, it'll be in the Spirit. Amen. And I believe it. Wait a minute, we got real quiet. I hope you got offended by that, because it's wrong.
Right.
It is wrong. If you don't dedicate yourself before you do the works of God, you'll never do it right.
Amen.
You think a preacher just gets up here and winks some stuff together and hopes for the best? You'll find a man that does that, it don't turn out well. That's right. God don't honor unsincerity. And you can be sincerely wrong, but that doesn't mean we just quit being sincere. The rain falls on the just and the unjust, so since it falls on the unjust, we just throw it out. Come on now. But the rain isn't given to quicken the weed. It just is a byproduct of what it's trying to do, which is quicken the wheat. Amen. So if they've got speaking in tongues and prophecy and healing and all these things falling down on them, where's it on us?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because, brother, sister, Paul had the Holy Ghost. He was led of the Holy Ghost. But then there came impersonators right after. Verse 13, look. And certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them. Nobody called. Nobody. They said, we're going to do this. And called upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Brother, sister, too many got that testimony. Too many got that testimony. Well, look what God did in Brother Branham. Look what God did in Brother Branham. Look what he did in this. And that's all great. I believe in all those things. But do you have the God of Brother Branham? God did this in my pastor. God did this in this brother. God did this in that brother. God did this in this. What did God do in you?
Right.
And then you go to fight a devil with that kind of testimony. Oh, the God that healed Sister Suzanne. I adore you, devil. That ain't going to work. You got to know that he's your God. When it comes to accepting the cross, you can't accept a general cross. You have to accept if I was the one sinner on this planet. If I was the only one that ever made a mistake, he would have died on the cross for me. God is so nigh that he's even in your mouth. There's no far off God. They made a real popular song in the world. What is it? God in the distance. He's watching over in the distance. Yeah, you know why that got popular? Because that's a nice God, isn't it? My sin is over here. He's way off in the distance, though. Can't see it all. I can backslide. I can do whatever I want. I can hide it from the preacher. I can hide it from the deacon. I can hide it from my brother and sister. But he's off in the distance. I'm okay. No, you're not. And the bride don't want that. Can you say amen? Bride don't want sin hidden. I hate when I make mistakes. I don't want it hidden. I want it so out there that the blood will wipe it way from me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Verse 14. And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. What was it? People that thought because they had a nice reputation. They came from the right lineage, had the right last name, been in the right churches for the right amount of years, that God would honor their prayer. No, sir. That's why Brother Bram said, you'll find a sainted person. They live holy and clean, but ain't got a lick of faith. Come up, try to get healed, and walk away just as sick as ever. But you'll find a prostitute who finds out she is a prostitute and knows she's wrong and says, God, forgive me, and muster up enough faith to get healed of anything. That's right, brother, sister. Why? Because as long as you think you're something without him, you're still nothing. Because Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why do this? I go to church, I pay tithes. Was Christ in it or not? And if he's not, you're not doing anything yet.
Amen.
It's a wasted life. Amen, brother, sister. And people think it's okay to at least they're in church. I don't believe that. If you're going to come to, especially this message. Come on now. I don't think the foolish virgin is really all that around this message. God help me if I'm wrong. But I you know too much. Come on now. You look at a lot of quotes Brother Ram talks about foolish virgin. It's because they're ignorant. They don't know the message. They didn't have a chance to even get to it because God knew they'd turn it down, so he kept them away from it. But you're sitting here hearing it year after year after year, and you're telling me God invested that word in you just so you can be foolish virgin and die with everybody else. Come on now. No, sir. He didn't waste his time. His word don't return void. If he's giving me the pure word, it's because I'm pure seed and he wants a pure harvest.
Amen.
So who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Amen. Seven sons of Sceva, Jew, chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on all of them. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just got to keep reading. And many believed. That belief came and confessed. Amen. And showed their deeds. And many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Paul could have sat there and doubted, oh man, here come these unbelievers. They're going to do this work and they're going to do all that. And it's going to taint the word of God. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. And Paul was completely convinced he was right. God help us. That's our problem. We think this Baptist community is right. No, he can't.
Right.
Not if he's not on the Word of God, he's not right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you're basing on something that's not the Word of God, you're not right.
Amen.
Amen. Sit in every message church in the world. I don't care. Get anointed with every anointed preacher in the world. If you don't believe the truth, you won't get the results.
Amen.
And these sons of Sceva, they called out their hypocrisy. The devil did. Amen. That's right. And it fell flat. That's right. It got tore down to pieces, but God was exalted. So when they thought, how do I want to say this? They thought that they could exalt themselves, but the Bible says you can't do that. If you exalt yourself, you will be abased. But God was exalted through that, through one devil's failure. Look, God used that. Because here come all the other guys that use curious arts. They were exorcists. Read that again real quick. They had an occupation of trying to cast out devils.
Right. Amen.
They were exorcists. So here come all the other ones that had tried this and said, this don't work, and threw it in the fire. And he said it was 50-something thousand pieces of silver.
Right.
Why? Because once you realize what the message is, which is Christ, everything else fades away. Everything else doesn't matter. But brother, sister, did we just take it to hog it? Did we just say, oh, this is mine, and this is my pearl of great price, and I'm just going to hide it away and never show it to nobody because I'm afraid they'll take it from me? That's a man that ain't got any faith. You're the man that took the talent. What'd you do with it?
Right.
Buried it away. Why? Somebody might hurt it. Somebody might taint my experience. Somebody might do this, that, or the other thing. Brother, if you're going to serve God, you got to put your reputation on the line.
Amen.
We hear Paul and we think of, what a mighty man of God. I already read to you Galatians. Not everybody thought so.
Right.
Got real quiet there. There's plenty of voices that said, don't believe this, Paul. He's crazy.
Right.
Even Peter had to warn him in his letter. Says, I know you've heard some things that are a little hard to be understood from Paul, but he's still our brother.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. Brother, we ain't got time to waste with this no more. This is the Word of God. This is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And for us to present anything else, to lukewarm it, to water it down, to be afraid to say William Branham, to be afraid to say, I believe that God is still here, that God opened the seals, that ain't some rocket blowed up. And even if it was, it's the greatest miracle I've ever seen, that a rocket could blow up and make a cloud like that, that big, for that long, and for all these people to take pictures of it. Just like Brother Branham said, it's more of a miracle, the natural birth than the virgin birth.
Right.
Virgin birth, God just speaks it, boom, there it is. That makes sense. How does this one find this and know exactly where to go in this whole process? How does that even work? It's the same thing, brother, sister. You'll find it every time. The mind that can make a rocket can't figure out how a blade of grass got there. I just read that. Brother Branham said that. He said that you'll always have it. That's right. Why? Because it's life. It's life, and it's the same with denominations and the Word of God. When you have the true Word of God, they'll never figure it out. They'll never say, oh, this is the trick. That's a Judas spirit, brother, sister.
Amen.
Figuring out what the loophole is, and this is how you see visions, and this is how you interpret dreams. And no, you don't. You don't do any of it. He does it.
Amen.
That's the trick, is it's not me at all. It's not a trick. It's not a gimmick. It's either Jesus Christ or it's a waste of time.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, sister, how many believes it's the end time?
Amen.
Amen. God has given us message. What are we supposed to be doing with it? Give it to anyone that'll take it. And even if they don't, you still throw seed out there. Let me just read you a few scriptures and quotes here. If you want to turn, that's fine, but I'm going to go fast. Romans 13:11 says, and knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Did we not hear the prophet? It's the rising of the sun. That means it's almost daybreak, which means it's almost done. The next day is not another age, brother, sister. It is the eternal day. It will never be a night. We'll go right off into that, you know, the seventh day of rest. I understand. Don't get like that. I caught that thought. Then we'll go into eternity. Yes, but I just want to get the millennium. Before that, I got to get to a marriage supper. Before that, I got to be translated. So we'll just take it one step at a time. But I'm sure it's awesome.
Amen.
It's better than this filth that I live in now. It's better than this dark world and all the things we try to invest in this life. I'm about to get a house. I just got a, you know, God's blessed me. I told you about my college and things. But God, I have no investment in that with my soul at all.
Amen.
I have no pride. I don't care if I was in the middle of my master's. I want the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. I don't care if he comes before I get this house. I got a house I want.
Woo!
And it's not in Defiance, Ohio. Hallelujah. You don't own the thing anyways, brother, sister. You don't own that car. The government does. And they don't own it either. China does, and China don't own it either. The Catholic Church does. That was the same thing this man I was talking to said. He said, how in the world can we all be in debt? And you just shake your head. Say, if you just believe the message, you'd understand all this. But, brother, sister, if one would raise from the dead, they won't believe. That's right. What more could you present besides what God has done through this prophet? Come on now. I ought to have a testimony too. Don't get me wrong. But if you're not leading them to the word that was brought through this ministry, even if you lead them to yourself, that's not good enough. Even if you lead them to your church, that's not good enough. They've got to get a revelation of what God did in this day. See, they could have said, oh yeah, we believe you, Shem. You're a good guy. I'll hang around you. But he didn't. He needed to get Noah's revelation that if we don't get in the ark, we're going to die. Oh, they're good guys. They're good friends. I'll just hang around here close. That wasn't a revelation. Get in it. That's right. There ain't another ark nowhere. There's not another message left. There's not another messenger to come. And if you'll just read the message, you'll realize why you don't need another one, because it's all there.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Preaching on that Sunday, I'm going to, Lord willing, I just want to break that through to show what God has given us is good enough. It's exceedingly abundantly more than anything we could ever ask or think, and it will make a bride into a rapture. And it is as we speak. It is right now. We don't need to wait for anything to happen. God is waiting for the church to do what he said. Preach to all the world. Well, first go. How about we go into the world? Everybody afraid to step foot in Walmart anymore. Come on now. Afraid of the devil in every hand. Oh, I can't talk to a stranger. He might stab me. And you know what? He might. You're right. But Paul one time got somewhere, led of the Lord.
Right.
A snake came up and bit his hand that should have killed him.
Right.
Come on now.
Amen.
Paul, God help us to just realize that the same message he preached, Paul preached, is what the prophet brought us.
Amen.
The same life that he lived, it's not something God exalted and said, none of you can do this.
Right.
He didn't even do that with himself.
Yeah.
Jesus said, the works that I do, he that believes will do also.
Yeah.
And even greater.
Amen.
Because I go to the Father. The day is far spent, brother, sister. The night's far spent. The day is at hand. What do we need to do? Therefore, cast away the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. And if you're putting on an armor of light in the midst of darkness, you are testifying.
Amen.
You can't hide it. And if you can hide it, I don't believe you're shining yet. If you still look like the world, you still talk like the world, you still believe in all that they do, and you do everything they run to. Remember, that's what the Bible said. They run to frolic, don't they? They run to excess of frolic, and they rebuke you for not doing it. But too many of the people in the message do it now.
Right.
Super Bowl Sunday, got time for church that day.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm. Don't have a Sunday night on Super Bowl. We ain't got time for that. We got to go home. And if I don't have it, I'll pay for it on the internet. Or I'll find my buddy who's backslid enough to got a TV and I'll pretend like I'm not partaking in the sins. I guess I should say that I believe cable's of the devil. Absolutely. Anything that is put out for you to want, it's the devil. At least on the internet, you can pick what you want, you think, anyways. Then you click something, you realize, nope, that's not what I wanted to watch. At least I can find some Bible stories on there for kids. They can't seem to taint those too well, so that's good. Redeeming the time, Ephesians 5:16, because the days are evil. Let me read this now. I just got through with influence of another. Brother Branham says this. Heavenly Father, he's praying towards the end of service. He says, consecrate myself to you tonight, Lord, with this church after this message, stern, hard. Here am I, Lord, send me. Preach out of Isaiah 6 with the angels and things. He says, here is my church, Lord. May they cover their face with reverence. May they cover their feet in humility. May they have the courage to fly with the message.
Amen.
Quickly to somebody else. Grant it, Lord. May they testify with sweetness. Be the salt of the earth with its Savior in it. Lord God, this is our sacrifice. This is our offering. This is our thanksgiving. This is what we long for. Lord, send us tonight to somebody that's lost. May we pull them into church tomorrow somewhere. May we teach them the way of the Lord. May they be saved, Lord, for it's later than we think. Grant it, Lord. May we mean this in our hearts as we speak it, Lord. Take the coal of fire of the Holy Ghost off the altar of Calvary. Touch each heart and lip tonight, Lord, that we speak no lies, that we speak the truth. Take us tonight, Lord, that just what we are, all of us are not preachers, all of us are not prophets, all of us are not speakers with tongues, all of us are not miracle workers, but all of us has something to do.
Amen.
Come on now. We have something to do for God.
That's right.
Every single one of us. Show us where it is, Lord. Testify, sing, pray. And like bread upon the water, it will return some glorious day. Grant it, Lord. Here we are. Send us to our neighbors.
Amen.
To wherever we can, to our fellow men, and tell them of the coming of the Lord. Grant it, Father. Let me skip here a little bit to another quote in the same sermon. It says, brother, sister, what we've seen happen in the last days ought to put in action.
Amen.
We should be put in action. That's exactly right. We sit around as if something... Well, people sit around, Pentecostal people, and I'm going to say message people. Is that all right? Message people sit around. The Lord will perform something. They say, that's pretty good. I'm reading a quote now. I didn't say that. Oh, my, don't look very much like a seraphim that lives close to God. That's right, because what's he talking about? When those angels or the seraphims, like just to be particular, those seraphims were there before the altar. When they were worshiping God in action, it wasn't a quiet, just... It was so loud, the prophet said the pillars were shaken. And he got shaken in his boots because the glory of God had come down. But look what he says right after this. We think, oh, what a mighty experience. Let me read now. A messenger, that's even closer to God. You become his child on beyond the brazen altar. The seraphim is at the brazen altar, but you as a son or daughter go right into the presence of God. You don't have to go through any priest and all these things. He is your priest. See, right there in his presence as sons and daughters. Brother, I believe we got more than two wings. Amen. We got the Holy Ghost. See, that's what I'm saying, brother, sister. If you recognize, that's why God had to restore what the true oneness of God was, because the Holy Ghost is God. And God is in me, and that is the one that can do all things. I'm not living in defiance. I've been raised into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So when I testify, I'm not just blabbing on. It's the God of heaven speaking through me. You say, Brother Andrew, where'd you figure that out? The message told me that. When a man of God will take the word of God on his lips, it's the same as deity speaking. Once you know who you are, brother, sister, once you got a real revelation that you're a Christian, come on now, like Christ, that you're a son of the Almighty, it has to put you in action. Why? You can't sit there with the gift of life, with the character of Christ, and just hoard it for yourself. Eternal life is living for others. And I'm not just talking little piddly works and stuff, which are okay? Don't let me get too wrong. Sometimes the guy on the street needs $5, and that's how you lead him to Christ. I understand that. But if you don't lead him to Christ, you wasted his time. Come on, you gave him a false hope. You need to lead them to Christ. What is Christ? The message. What is message? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And where does he live? In me. And if you're predestinated, he's in you. You just need a quickening. You just need to get born again of the Spirit of God. Amen. Brother, sister, come on now. If God be with us, then where is all his miracles? 1961. If that isn't the picture of the church today, just as soon as it gets out of one twist, right into another one it goes. But time has come for action. And that's the same now. The time has come for action. The time has come when playing church has come to a halt with God. There's no more play in church. We must get down to business. And I trust that the same God will place this upon the heart of the people tonight, that it's time for a halt of playing church, playing religious, playing righteous, and now it's time for action. So I was speaking this morning upon the subject of what the new birth was and how we come to it. Surely that still sinks in your heart. Now the time has come to act upon what you know to be truth.
Amen.
You cannot act with faith until first you know what you're doing. You've got to first know what you're doing before you can have faith to do it. So when I recognize what the Bible says, that the Great Commission was going to all the world and preach the Gospels, these signs will follow them that believe. That I know I believe that God has equipped me with the Holy Ghost. That shows me I'm His Son. That shows me I'm invincible. That I can't, I don't need, that's why I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death like we just, because I don't fear any evil, because it can't touch me.
Amen.
That's why it was the shadow of death, because light was still shining. You don't get shadows unless there's light. And light was still shining somewhere. So even though David might have been going through a trial, he knew the only reason I'm seeing this shadow right now is because I know that God's light's still shining. I know that He's the one that made me king, and even my own son can dethrone me. Hallelujah. And even all my own church can't kick me out of this, because I was born into it, brother, sister. Even this preacher can't do it. We're all afraid. Oh, this preacher believes this, and I can't listen to this man because he said that. And we got to be careful about what we think. Brother, I know who I am. There ain't no Catholic priest going to talk me out of this, and there ain't no backslid message preacher going to do it either. Amen. The second you say something that ain't in the Word, something's going to click in me, because I got the Word. Not knowledge now. You can have all the knowledge you want. I don't want that. I want the Word. You can have all the law you want. I want the Word. The Word's not a thing. It's Christ. Amen. And as long as I know He's with me, I'm not afraid of anything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The bride's got a ministry to do, brother, sister. We're not here just waiting. God's waiting for us to get done what needs done.
Amen.
It's time to be in action. How can I be in action, brother, sister? I'll tell you the first thing. Why don't you just pray like you're supposed to? You all know when God's asking you to pray and you don't do it half the time, if not more, at least if you're like me and have to go find Calvary every day, every minute, all the time. But you know what? The Bible told us to do that. It said, I die daily. Where do I die? I died with Christ in the cross. So I need to go back there every day and stay right with God. Amen. Or you won't be used to God, because you'll get confidence in yourself. But if I know I need the blood, then I can go get the blood. And since I've got faith in what the blood is, and that it doesn't just forgive me, but it totally eradicates it to where I have no conscience of sin anymore, then I can walk boldly. I can say, Lord, this ain't just some voice telling me to talk today. This is You.
Amen.
And I've watched God. When you honor God, God will honor you, brother, sister. That's right. You don't need to understand. You need to have faith.
Amen.
All you need to understand is who you are and who He is. That's right. And once you get that, just like my wife and I don't need to know how tall she is. I don't need to know how long her hair is and her feet and how big they are. That doesn't really matter. I need to know her.
Amen.
Amen. And there's no way to do that but to invest in it. That's why when you read the Statute of Perfect Man, He says, give all diligence to make your... Or investing, He says, add these things, giving all diligence. What does that mean? All sincerity, all your troubles, all everything, give it into seeing Christ live in me.
Amen.
I love how Brother Brandon brought it up about brother and sister kids, said they're in their 80s. Yet if I ask them what they want, they'll say one thing: I want a closer walk with God.
Amen.
Amen. Time to testify, brother, sister. Let me read you a few quotes. I'm going to try to wrap this up. Questions and answers on the seals, 1963. Would the bride of Christ have a ministry before the rapture? You know what? We ain't got a right to answer that question. The prophet already did. Sure, that's what's going on right now. See, the bride of Christ, certainly, it is the message of the hour. So why are we taking the message of the hour and making it a denomination? And making it just a doctrine? It is the bride. That is the message. That's how Jesus is appeared in this age.
Amen.
It's through the bride. He's showing Himself that He's still alive through you, brother, sister. We'll say, oh God, if You lead me, You are the definition of what it means to be led, because You're the bride. Come on now. We'll say, you know, God has no hands but my hands. Then do something with them. That's why you got to have perfect love to cast out all the fear, so you recognize I'm not presuming at this point.
Right. Amen.
You got to know how to hear from God, brother, sister. That's what Brother Bram said. We read that quote. What is, you know, once the true church knows, gets the true revelation of the two spirits in the church, she'll be an invincible army. But if you keep reading, it says, but this is a special class of people that have prophetic insight and can hear from God.
Amen.
So you can't just throw that quote around and say, well, I'm just, you know, whatever. I'm just invincible army because I say I am. No, you got to hear from God. That's how you become invincible, because God's pretty smart. He's actually so smart, He's never lost yet. And He never will. Amen. Sure, she's got a ministry. The bride of Christ, she consists of apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors. Is that right? That's the bride of Christ. Sure, she's got a ministry, great ministry. It's the ministry of the hour that he says it'll be so humble. It'll be so much in your eyes that it could be just like the apostles on the night of the crucifixion, of the event, the greatest event in the history of the world.
Right. Amen.
And the apostles. Just like in church, right? And Jesus came, pat him on the shoulder, and said, "Well, at least you guys made it to church today." Is that what he said? So what's your problem? You couldn't even, but he knew. They don't have a revelation what's going on. He said, "Could you not pray with me an hour?" Yeah, so we talk about praying a half hour before church. Some of you think that's enough prayer for the week. That's why the prophet said at least a half hour. He didn't think that prayer, because he even says, keep your long prayers at home. So your hours of on and on and on, which is becoming pretty rare, brother, sister. God help us. Brother, sister, you don't get any success outside of prayer.
No.
Now, you've got to have faith. I've preached on that too, but you don't tell me you've got perfect faith and you don't spend time in prayer.
Amen.
There's just no such thing.
That's right.
Let me read you another one here. The Invisible Unit of the Bride of Christ, 1965. Some of you people that really believe this to be the truth, that we're entering another age. We're entering the rapture age. You know the church can't go on in its condition and it can't get any better. It must get worse. Hey, brother, sister, so quit this dreamland that all the message church is going to figure it out one day and we're all going to be hunky-dory and love each other. Okay? That's not exactly how it's going to work. And as long as you paint that, deceived. It's not saying we want it not to happen. The point is it's prophesied it's not going to. The bride is consistent not of churches but individuals that have got the Holy Ghost that will go one here, one there, one there. But I want us all to go. Amen. And so does God. Why? He paid for it. You know he paid for Cain to make it? He paid for Balaam to make it, but he turned it down. The Bible says that. He paid for the sins of the world. He paid for our sins, but he also paid for the sins of the whole world, the Bible says. Now, let me keep reading. It must get worse. How many knows that? Say amen.
Amen.
It's got to get worse. I don't even think the prophet understood how bad it was going to get. Because even we're hearing, but I don't mean to keep bringing negativity. I'm not. It's just honesty. Our sisters can't hardly say, I'm honest anymore. Some of you older sisters know what these younger sisters are wearing is ridiculous. You'd have been beat your whole backside off if you'd have wore something like that. Even back in Pentecostal age, they knew better than that. And then they'll start doing things and say, well, it's not necessarily wrong. Well, you might be right, but you're like the world. You got your hair dyed like they are. And Brother Bram said, look at the women. You'll see how the church is. Men can hide. We can put on shirts and ties and look like we're being, you know, clean cut most of the time. I found even dressing up anymore is kind of a chore for most people, but I didn't come here to look good for you, brother, sister. And as a minister especially, but that'll tell you I wore this when I wasn't a minister. Why? Because I honor him.
Amen.
Now we got young people coming with jeans and cut up and tight shirts and all this stuff. It's a bunch of nonsense. Got necklaces on. Yeah, what is that? A dog chain from hell. That's what it is. It's one thing to wear something your husband got you or something like that, but what in the world's boy doing with jewelry on? I don't believe that for nothing, brother, sister. But see, we're supposed to have a church without spot or wrinkle. How can you have it with that going on? But you can't get discouraged. You can't look at that. You've got to look at you and God. You can always please God. That's what you have to be concerned with. And as you please God, you will live for others. Okay? Because instead of just bashing those people, I hope you understand, I'm not just bashing these people. I want them to get right. Because I remember when I first came to the message, how disappointed I was. I'm just going to be honest with you. I listened to the tapes. And I'm like, man, this is God. You know what I mean? I remember me and Dad one time, we were in the truck. We were listening to the seals. And I was like, hey, Dad, so when were the seals open? He says, right here. I remember thinking in my head, like, you know, something, you know, supernatural, whatever, back in Moses' time or something. I was like, wait a minute. That means it's happened now. That means he's still God. I'm like, that makes sense. That makes a lot more sense than what I thought before. And you listen to the tapes, that's God. There ain't no man can do that. I even like how all these scoffers coming up with stuff, and every time they come up with something, it's like Brother Branham specifically talked about that. There was one time they showed a picture of Brother Branham with a pillar of fire picture behind him. And they said the definition of pride, preaching in front of yourself.
And I said, and I remember that like the same day I read the quote, Brother Branham said, the only reason I emphasize that picture is not because I'm there, it's because he's there. And it's the first, I said, I was just there when he came. He said, I'm not talking about me, but God, brother, sister, and you know what the problem is? They'll point at some other man and say, oh my, we went to Billy Graham's association, blah, blah, blah. Who's following a man now? I'm sorry, but Billy Graham's doctrine don't have a leg to stand on. It doesn't, brother, sister. You're following a man. You're a Lutheran. Luther. At least I don't put in, you call me a brain of mine, but I don't go by that. I know what name I am.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
You, if you really knew what I thought of that, you'd call me a heretic and run me out of here. But it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
Before I was called Andrew, I had a name.
Amen.
I have a name.
Amen.
And it's Mrs. Jesus Christ. Amen. And you ain't taking it away.
Right.
That's why I got baptized in that name. I wasn't called by nothing else. That's right.
Yes,
whole Bible, the whole family in heaven and right here on earth has one name.
Amen.
And to make it real simple, that's what the seal showed us, brother, sister.
Amen.
You'll find quotes. Brother Bram says that. He has a name nobody knows, but it'll be in those unknown thunders. It'll be in the seals. And we thought, oh my, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? It's a one letter, an S. Instead of M-R, Mr. Jesus Christ, it was Mrs. They think, oh, that's just the same name. Almost. It's the same name in a different office. And God, it's just God in a different form. It's never a different God. That's why I preach who's this Melchizedek. It's not a different God ever. But God changed his mask all through the ages. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And every time he did that, it was revealed as a new name for that age. You know, he was the Almighty God. Then he became Jehovah. And all the way down, it was the only the one God the whole time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for this message, brother, sister. Because it was right here the whole time. It was right here in the Word. But we didn't see it. We couldn't see it because the Bible said how you'd see it. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he begins to sound, the mystery of God would be finished. And you can't bypass it. That's the only way you can see it. Hallelujah. It's got to get visible union of the bride. Let me finish that quote. It's got to get worse. And it can't go on like this. See, it's got to come. It's got to be something. And it's moving right now, friend. It's on. The move is on for the bride. That's the truth. That's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
All right. I'm going to just read this. I'm going to finish up. Influence of another at the end. When Brother Bram's praying, he says, or he's just talking to the people. He says, I think that we would be feeling... Let me find where I want to start. You say to God, here am I, send me. Raise your hand. Here am I. Let me. You can go ahead and raise your hand. That's all right. Let me testify to the milkman. Let me testify to anybody that I can. Do something. Let me do something, Lord. I don't ask to be a preacher. I don't ask to be this. But Lord, if I'm a farmer, make me a farmer that can testify to my neighbor farmer. Let me be a farmer that when I sell my grain, I can testify to the grain operator. Let me be a farmer. If I'm a woman, let me testify to the insurance man. Let me testify to the milkman, to the paper boy. Let me do something, Lord. Let me go in the neighborhood and in favor with my sister here next door who is evil and wrong. Let me give her a testimony with sweetness. Let me cover my face with my wings of humility. Let me cover my feet likewise. Let me be reverent in your presence. But send me with two more wings, Lord, quickly to somebody. Here am I. Send me. Send me. And I understand, brother, sister, why. And I'm closing. I know I'm coming up to an hour here. Why it's so hard anymore. It's not because you don't believe this. I trust you believe this with all your heart. I trust you have a revelation. This is the greatest thing God ever gave us. In the history of the world, I'm so glad to be living where I am now and be able to see the things that I have, that I can see, and have the faith that's never hit the earth till now.
Right.
Amen. Because even Paul said, right now, he said, but when that is perfect, has come. He said, right now I see darkly. I know what it is. Paul had the revelation. It's the bride of Christ. He said, I speak a great mystery, but it's Christ in the church that he said, we see through it darkly. But when that is perfect, has come in the end time. Then we'll see it face to face. It'll all clear up. Why? Because the whole bride will be there. That was 2,000 years before they all got there. But now they're all there. So the whole body's fitly framed together. There it is.
Amen.
And a prophet saw it. I believe that with all my heart, brother, sister. He said that Omega bride came. It was this. It looked just like the first one. But what began to happen, brother? Got out of line. That's what I believe we're in right now. I think we're still scurrying about a little bit, staying out of line. Come on. Do you testify every time the Holy Spirit tells you to? Do you let talk it out because of reasoning? Oh, they're going to turn me down like everybody else did. Sure, say it anyways. Because the one person you don't think is the one that gets converted. It's the same here. You know, you start a church, you think, oh, I know he'll be coming. No, you don't. You don't have a clue. Except for that guy. I was pretty sure he was here. It's actually without him, I don't have a church. You know? I thank God for my Father. Amen. He does so much around here. Amen, brother, sister. But you get that place, and you've all known that. I'm not a hypocrite. I believe in what I'm saying tonight. I'm a school teacher. Many people think I shouldn't testify, I shouldn't do this or that. But you can come to my room and find Brother Branham's picture of the pillar of fire. You'll find the cloud with a science article to go with it, and George A. Lacey's whatever about that picture. I've got the Ten Commandments posted. I got a binary that says don't lean to your understanding, and with the cross on the back wall. I believe God put me there. I know that. I already got a testimony. I already told you all about that. I didn't get that job. God gave it to me. And God gives you something, you're supposed to do His will there. Amen. And that's testify, brother, sister. We're there to tell what it is. But how many people have I been able to bring here? Maybe a dozen tops. And they know it's true. And they know that there's no life. They go to other churches. And just about time, you all remember Zach coming here. Just about time. He's ready to give his heart to the Lord. What happens? His dad moves to Germany. And it's very discouraging because you invest in people. You give your life to them. You're trying to help lead them to something. Now, I'll tell you this. I did give him a church age book, and I told him, make sure you read this. Because it's the only, and I don't have his number or anything. I'd be calling and checking on him and stuff. But what else can you do? You plant the word. So that's all I got. I showed him to it. I showed him in church. I showed him at school. And we talked, think, blah, blah, you understand. But the point that makes it discouraging is you get rejected all the time. They just turn you down. And you think, and we're not immune to it, brother, sister. The prophet wasn't. How many knows that? Towards life, he said, I need God to do something. I said, I need a revival because I just don't love the people. He said, I can't go on like this. You go find the quotes. He says that. Why? He'd been rejected so much. Because it really started when he opened the church, when the churches got opened up, when the persecution started hitting. But once the seals came, when he said, I'll send 10,000 friends of mine away, he was not exaggerating. He had doors. They all shut. Look at how many messages after that are only in Jeffersonville or Life Tabernacle or Brother Perry Green. That's about it. Nobody, and this is a man that used to have a whole stack of invitations and have to pray through on which two or three he could take because that's all he could get to. Right. And you and me piddling about what we got to go through in our rejection. God help us, brother, sister. But here's the thing. That didn't mean he stopped preaching the word. That didn't mean he compromised. That didn't mean he just stayed discouraged. He said, God's going to get me out of this. He has to because I can't stay like this. And brother, sister, don't ever get in the framework that you're never going to make it. You already did. Amen. God gave you the Holy Ghost. It's a sign. You already made it. So if you look at your life tonight and you say, I don't testify. I don't live the way I'm supposed to. I know what the Bible says. I know what Brother Branham said, that the move is on the broad. And that's God's word to us. And I'm not doing it. Brother, sister, today's the day to change your mind. How do I change my mind? Repent. Just repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. But Lord, I can't do it. You did it. You will do it. Lord, and when I wake up tonight or tonight or in the morning or whatever, I'm here to die again. Amen. So you can use me. Because without you, Lord, I'm nothing. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord Jesus for His word. Can we say the same thing? Say, Lord, I want to serve you better. I want you to be exalted in my life. Hallelujah. I exalt thee.
Is that F Dad? Mm.
You want to just exalt him for a little while tonight? Let's sing it.
I exalt thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I exalt thee.
With all your heart.
Oh, I
so.
I lift you up, Lord Jesus. Yes.
Oh, I exalt thee.
Praise God.
I
worship your holy name. Hosanna, Hosanna. Thank you, Jesus. Tells us we have two wings for humility, two for reverence before God. We've got two that keeps us in action. Before Him now, not before me, but before the Lord that had His whole train up there before Isaiah. He said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among unclean people. If you see yourself falling short, brother, you don't have to stay that way. Sister, you don't have to stay that way. You want to raise your hands to Him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. God bless each one. In reverence now to His presence. This is between you and Him. We're not here to be religious. We're here to be honest. Hallelujah. Go ahead and talk to Him about it. Don't just raise your hands to raise them. Raise them. Lord, I'm sorry. I believe the coal of fire is touching me, Lord. Because I've confessed my sin. The blood's here to wash me clean. Lord, and you're more than a provider. Brother, sister, you got the Holy Ghost? Praise Him. If you don't have it, Lord, fill me. If you just want a new filling, I believe in that, brother, sister. We can get filled again. Just pray with all your heart and say, Lord, I remember a day when I had joy, when I had peace, and I seemed to have fallen from there. But Lord, I can't stay that way. Bring me where I'm supposed to be, Lord. Even tonight, right here. You can have a breakthrough right there, brother, sister. Thank you, Jesus. You are. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Don't let a day pass be your glorious day. Let today be the most glorious time of your life. You feel His presence tonight? Aren't you glad He came to be with us? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're just having our altar call. We don't really have one to bring up here, but the Holy Spirit's moving. That thing that sweeps by you, recognizes that you're wrong, that ain't to destroy you. He's trying to help you. Because the sin will destroy you, but praise God He paid for it. Hallelujah. You begin to feel the effects of the Word. Go ahead and praise Him for it. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I don't have to feel that way no more, Lord. And that, Lord, it's a new day. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. 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 You don't have to be shy. Worship Him. Worship Him. Not your member, not your brothers, sisters. He's here, brother, sister. Christ is. The one that you love, His presence is here. Hallelujah. I'm going to encourage your faith now. Lift up your needs. If it's physical, lift that thing up. Say, Lord, I believe it. I believe it. I'm healed in the name of Jesus Christ. If it is some demon oppression on you, say, Satan, you're defeated. You've been exposed by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Church, I'm about to go back to school, and I'm saying, Lord, I feel like last year was just me going through the motions. I got discouraged about it, just do my job and go home. God, help me to have a fervor desire that I'm there to witness to Him. Somebody's got to sit there and tell these people that Jesus Christ lives. Somebody's got to go to your jobs, brothers, sisters. Somebody's got to go to your neighbors. Hallelujah, you're not there on accident. You're there on God's ordained you to be there. Somebody's got a witness to your children. I can't go find them. Hallelujah. Somebody's got to pray for your children. That's right. And God called you to do that, husband, fathers, mothers. That's right. Wives, God called you to pray for your family. That's why He lets you stay home. God, help us not piddly wink in our lives, but to do what God called us to do. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you brothers might have more time than other brothers. Use that to God's glory, brother, sister. And if anything, remember Brother Andrew. I'll take that. Pray for me as I need it. But I'm praying for you because I know you need it. We all need it. We all need God. We all need more of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all pray. And just in our own way, let's just open our hearts to Him tonight. Lord Jesus, You're so good to us, Lord. I thank You, Lord, for coming and taking this service, Lord, and speaking to us the truth. Lord, I know there'll be a bride, and I believe part of it is right here in Defiance, Ohio, Lord. I believe there is a bride here, and I believe there's more souls as we're the last ones are catching the revelation, Lord. They'll sweep in. There'll be those that have been called over and over and over again, and finally the Master will say, go in the highways and byways and find me, for my table will be filled. We know You're working it all out, Lord. Help us to be fervent. Help us to be in action, Lord. Help us to serve You with all our hearts, Lord. If we're not preachers, we don't have certain gifts of this, that, or the other thing. Let us not get jealous, but let us just be what we are, Lord, and let You bless it as we obey You faithfully. Be with those that the mothers at home. Use that office, Lord, as You do. You have in so many years. Lord, there was a great man, Timothy, one time. But even Paul said, I saw this faith in your mother, and it was also in your grandmother. Lord God, let us give us more women with that testimony, Lord. Give us more men that ain't afraid to tell the boss on the job that he needs Jesus Christ or he's going to be lost. Help us, Lord, to lose all our respective persons down here on earth and just be real men and women of God. I know the Holy Ghost is here, Lord. Let it just fill us all anew with fervor and power and faith like never before to be the children of God. Let our light so shine that men will want to come to it. We thank You for being here, Lord. I thank You for answering my prayer, answering all of our prayers, for You hear us before we even ask, Lord. Let this word take root in all our hearts, Lord. May we testify like never before of the glory of God in our lives. And may You bring in those last seeds that need quickened, as we know it can't be much longer, Lord. The world's about to fall completely apart. Let us redeem the time, for we live in such a terrible age. Help each one, Lord. Help us, Lord. Even when we depart out of this place, let us not get lazy. When we stop at the gas station, Lord, help us to think of that soul over there. Stop at the restaurant. Help us to at least think of those souls and just pray, Father, is there something I can say? Is there something I can do? Is there some action I can show that'll show them that You're alive in me? We consecrate ourselves anew. We stand like Hosea. Say, Lord, I believe that coal has touched our lives and forgive our sins. But Lord, the voice came right after that and said, who will go for us? Lord, we raise our hands and say, Lord, here am I. Send me. The word said, Jesus came and said, pray the Lord of harvest that He would send laborers into His field. Help us, Lord, to be busy about the Master's work. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you just stay and worship Him? Just yield yourself to God. Say, Lord, I want to be a vessel of honor. And wherever the supernatural God is, there's supernatural acts. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, do you have a need? Confess it then. Say, Lord, I have this need, but I know You provide. Hallelujah. If it's spiritual, I can't do it for you, brother. Even physical. That's all Him and you. I can believe with you, which I am right now. You feel the Holy Spirit here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, even if I bear witness of myself, that's fine because the Father bears witness of me. You don't need somebody else, brother, sister. You have Him. You feel that Spirit moving? Come on now. Don't stay bound up. Get free in faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, get out of that cage. Say, Lord, I believe. I believe. You'll never get out with unbelief, brother, sister. It takes faith. Repeat God's promise. Tell the devil it's yours. I've got the token, Satan. I've got a token to my healing. I've got a token to my joy. I've got a token for my children. Hallelujah. I've got token for my witness in this life. You said, I receive the Holy Ghost. I will be your witness. So Lord, I'm going to school. I'm going back to work. I'm going into my house. Lord, I'm your witness. Hallelujah. Receive glory. God bless you, brother, sister. I so appreciate the sincere hearts tonight. It might not look like much, but I believe it's the bride's revival. I believe that with all my heart. Souls that are getting right with God. Souls that God can use that are still sensitive to His Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't think it'll ever be a flashy thing, but it will pack the power of God. Be healed tonight, brother, sister. Be healed. Don't leave afflicted. Don't leave that way. Don't leave oppressed. Don't leave doubtful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I think we need to listen. Can you give me an F? Are you still an F? And because He lives. He lives tonight, brother, sister. Yes, I can face to. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Because He lives, all fear is
gone. Come on now, all fear is gone. Worship Him in spirit and in truth.
And because I know,
aren't you happy?
And life is worth the living, and just because He lives.
Hallelujah. Sing it again with all your heart.
And because He lives, I can face tomorrow.
Aren't you happy tonight?
All fear is gone.
Just give Him praise now. Thank you, Lord.
And because
I'm convinced, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, I know
He holds my future. And life is worth the living. Just because He lives.
Let's give Him a wave offering tonight as we sing it again.
Yes.
Oh, and
because He lives.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I can face tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
Because He lives.
Yes, Father.
All fear is gone, and because I know,
yes, I know,
He holds my future, and life is worth the living in just.
Take a minute and just worship Him your own way.
Oh, I love you.
Praise
so
your
much,
name,
Father.
Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Grace, Lord.
Praise
Jesus.
You, Lord.
How
I glorify your holy name.
I praise you. I praise
oh,
you. I
praise you, Lord. Jesus. Blessing and honor and glory
thank
and power
you, Jesus.
To you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you for saving
thank
me,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you for healing
you, Lord
me.
Jesus.
Thank you for filling me with the Holy
praise
Ghost.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Thank you for power
oh,
over
hallelujah,
sin. Thank you, Jesus,
Jesus,
for faithfulness.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, glory to
thank
God.
You, thank
glory
you,
to
thank
God.
You, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory, glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
Father,
hallelujah.
Lord, help me, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, as you were on earth.
Oh,
always
praise you,
business,
praise
Lord.
You, praise you,
always
Jesus.
Thinking about you,
thank
Lord.
You for your faithfulness.
Always
Lord.
Worshiping you, always praising
so
you.
So wonderful.
Jesus. Help me, Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Forgive me, Lord, of my humble belief, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I praise you and worship you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord Hallelujah. Jesus, for everything. Blessed be your
praise
name.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Blessed be your name, Jesus.
Prophet How told I us that you. The Holy Spirit was a wave sheaf in this life. I just thought as we're Hallelujah. Waving our hands, Lord, there it is. There's the wave sheaf. There's the first fruits of the resurrection. You see that, brother? Says, that's you and I. I believe that with all my heart. Aren't you blessed tonight? Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many appreciates the Lord tonight? Let's praise Him first. Let's just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, worship Him, son. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I feel like we ought to praise Him for a little while. Just if you got some more F in you, Dad, I'm going to have to go there again. I can't hear it now. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed
when I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest. I am my head to rest.